This podcast of Today FM Breakfast with Grant Denyer and Ed Cavalli means you can jump in on what you've missed anytime you like. But with September value across the Mazda range, the time to jump into the Mazda BT50 4x4 XT is right now. With 3 years, 45,000 kilometre free scheduled servicing. Conditions apply.
Hello, podcast. What a good time we had. What about Grant Denyer's wife doing home surgery?
Oh, Shizzy, didn't know she was a doctor. She's not.
She ain't no doctor.
Needles in the bum, not even looking where she's prodding.
That has so much danger all over it. There's delicate bits down there, there's spinal cords, but she insists she's pretty good at it.
She could puncture the sac.
Imagine that. Sac puncture. What kind of noise would that make?
Screaming.
Yeah.
And worst part in the hobbies, something called drifting. First time I've heard of it.
Hectic brain.
It is a terrible sport. You've got to stand in like tyre smoke all day with loud screaming engines at 9,000 revs in the sun.
Isn't that what you do?
That's what you
every
do.
Weekend?
I delicately dance a race car. It's a beautiful harmony of man and machine just manipulating it. It's like a... like a ballet, almost.
If your car racing is dancing, it's a mosh pit. Also, what about Siobhan Joubert?
This chick dances with Beyonce. She's been in her video. She told us a story about 30 minutes of just constant skin-to-skin contact with Queen Bee.
Yeah, she lay on top of Beyonce professionally.
Just laying there.
Amazing. That's the podcast. Have a nice time.
See ya.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen.
It's now showtime. Are you ready? Are you ready for start time?
Let's find out. Ready? Let's go.
Today FM Breakfast with Grant Denyer and Ed Cavalli.
1 minute past six, Ash London.
Hello, good morning. Yes, I am wearing the pants I slept in. It's a judgment-free zone. I just couldn't do it today.
Is that right?
Yeah, but I had a shower first, but then I just put back on the warm pants that I slept in.
See, that's the thing. If it's already temperature inside them, you can't let the temperature go to waste.
Yeah, thank you.
What would you have had on top, if you'd worn the top of what your pyjamas were, what would that have been?
It's nothing.
Top.
Yeah, I like to be free on the top but warm on the bottom.
No, my wife is the opposite.
Yeah,
she takes her pants off every night and goes, hey.
And the next thing, Arnie was born.
Yeah. That's interesting.
I would have thought that you've already got doonas over the top, so your legs are okay. They don't need any extra layers, but your top is then...
It's more one or the other. You know what I mean? Like, if I have a top on, no pants. If I have pants on, no top.
But never both.
Never both on. No, no, no. Oh, God, no. That's ridiculous.
That'd be weird.
That's weird.
What a day. What a day we have for you today. One of Beyonce's dances. Australian girl.
Yeah, she's been in Beyonce dance videos, music videos, toured with some of the biggest artists in the world. I'm so excited to find out what these people are like, whether they can really dance.
Oh, good question.
You never know.
Well, my favourite, when I went and saw Britney Spears, Husey and I went to a Britney Spears concert, hashtag not weird at all, and the whole concert was three men carrying Britney Spears across the stage.
I think that's pretty much even what she does in residence in Las Vegas, isn't it? Everyone just sort of dances around her while she just strikes a single pose and holds it for 2 hours.
That is my dream. That is my dream.
It's not bad, is it?
Everyone else to do the work around you, but you get all the accolades and the money. Britney's living her best life.
$51,000 Secret Sound, back on the horse, worst part in the hobbies, tons to get to. Let's come back. We'll start with the grab, the big bachelor grab from overnight that has sent shockwaves through the mansion. Is it the mansion? Are they still calling it the mansion?
Yeah.
Yep.
It's the mansion.
Shockwaves through the mansion. The Bachelor was on last night, and Ash London, it was the first time you've seen this series?
Yeah, see, I usually work at night on Ash London Live, so I just live at work pretty much. I never get to watch much television, so I sat down with my husband and my dog. Adrian gave up after about 45 seconds.
Okay. How about the dog? Did the dog hang in there?
Honey was having treats, so she just stays where she knows where her bread gets buttered, Grant. But watched it for the first time.
Would you like the revelation? Are we going to play the revelation?
Is it a revelation, Ed?
Well, hey, the music tells me it is. So the honey badger, Grant, was sitting down with Brooke, who I believe wins. He's sitting down with Brookie Wookie. And that she had to sit him down and get something off her chest.
I've had four relationships from 17. I was with a guy for 3 years. Now, this is really uncomfortable for me to tell you, but like, but I've also had 2 relationships with women.
Now, was that grab from The Bachelor 1975? Because I feel like that would have been the revelation back then. Now, though.
What was his reaction?
Oh.
Well, it's fine. Yeah, I think he actually said something like, good. Well, what do you prefer or something?
Yes,
said,
it was.
Oh,
yes.
I'm more sexually attracted to men and I want to have kids. So if I want to, you know.
I want to be with a man, I'm more sexually attracted to men.
I want to have children. Yeah, right. Well, you know what this kind of. Because of the drama and the fact they dragged it out across the tire episode, this is playing to the strengths that they obviously want more men to watch The Bachelor, hence why you got the Honey Badger. And it has worked because there's been a 12% increase in viewers and it's been the highest ever. Mm. And that's due to a lot more men. So I reckon that's producers trying to, play to that angle.
And it's funny you should say that, Grant, because that was how it went to air. But I know that that was actually the last cut they did of it. Channel 10 had another version that they were going to put out.
Because you do a lot of work with Channel 10, you're the inside scoop.
I'm privy to these things. Yeah, so it's a lot of, you heard all the dramatic, it was like a Game of Thrones, that one. But this was how Channel 10 was originally going to put that revelation to air.
Gotcha. I've had 4 relationships from 17. I was with a guy for 3 years. This is really uncomfortable for me to tell you, but like, but I've also had 2 relationships with women.
Oh, you got a new video of that?
That's AFM.
Now, well, talking on 131060 about moments when you've gotten in too deep, a couple of girls in the team ended up paying a lot of money to get into the club. But it's not just the normal people that this happens to, as we've learned.
You're kidding.
Gold Logie winner Grant Denyer has found himself in the same position.
I got caught trying to show off. So I was in America and we had a couple of crew members and there was this long line to get into this great club and it was taking forever. And then the bouncer walks down and goes, hey, anybody want to pay just that little bit extra to jump the queue? And I'm like, yeah, man, that's me. Come on, guys. So I grabbed every Australian I could find down the length of this massive queue. It's about 20 people. So we all rock up to the front of the queue and the guy goes, that'll be $500.
Oh.
And I'm going, I now have 20 strangers behind me that I'd rallied to bring into the club and I was too late to turn back. I had to front up.
Oh, I copped it.
Survey says cop it, buddy. Harley from Campbelltown, you got in too deep when repairing a vehicle?
Yeah, buddy. Yeah, so what I did was I spent $1,200 on a 92 Pajero, thinking, it's going to be a good, reliable car. And then... yes, I got $3,000 in repairing it. Next mini, $10,500 later, and it's still costing me money.
Harley, get rid of it.
Harley.
Yeah.
You're wonderful. Oh, well, that's going to look wonderful when you drive it to Rosehill Gardens for the DeBordley Wines Golden Rose Day. Well played, Harley. That's a classic. Yeah. We should have said that.
Cars are money pits.
That's my mate.
And then you spend the money because you've spent more money. See? You don't want to back out, so you keep spending the money, and then you're in so deep, and then you resent the car.
I know exactly. My dad had a theory. You buy cheap, you pay twice. End up paying more when you cut corners.
We've got Rebecca from Fairfield. Now, Rebecca, I go to a lot of weddings. Those things are bloody money pits. What's happened?
Tell me about it. I got my friend's wedding coming up in 3 weeks. Didn't know exactly where it was. My sister notified me of the locations up in the Gold Coast.
Yeah.
And we've already paid for everything that we needed to, but then you've also got to get there. Now, I've just started a new job. I don't even know whether I'm going to be able to take the time off, but I have to because I can't back out. Plus, I just had to get my outfit. And on top of that, you've still got to buy the presents. You've still got to, pay for everything else up there, alcohol and all that.
What are you at the moment? Like, if you had to do a calculation.
It's already cost me $2,000.
Oh! What?
Wow.
If you went to the Gold Coast with $2,000 cash.
I'm going.
No, I know. But if you just rocked up there on a bus with $2,000 cash, you could probably have a wedding, your own wedding that day. Have Warwick Capper as the MC.
That's
unbelievable. All right, you're off to the races. Maybe you go off to the races. Well played. Wear your wedding outfits for the races. DeBordley Wines Golden Rose Day. Rose Hill Gardens.
Are you ready?
The feed.
On the phone right now, we've got Siobhan Joubert. Now, This chick is a 22-year-old dancer from Sydney. She's worked with Jason Derulo, Hilary Duff, Jess Malboy, but she says nothing compares to performing alongside the one and only Beyoncé. Siobhan, how did this happen? When did this happen?
So basically, she was here for that tour, and it was at the time that she was preparing to release her first visual album.
Yeah, Lemonade.
And she was... the self-titled one, the Beyoncé one.
Jeez.
So the one before that. Yeah. So anyway, she needed to just churn the videos out really quickly, and she needed to get a few done while she was here. And one of her dancers, her name's Sarah Burns, she was actually from Perth, and she contacted this choreographer that I work with closely. His name's Marco Panzik, and she was basically like, look, we don't have that much time to hold an open audition. Do you have any dancers that you can recommend?
Oh, trusted dancers. So
straight in there, Siobhan. No audition necessary. Yes. And when did you find out? What was the moment you found out you would be doing this?
So basically there was a little short audition process. We went in and we met her dancers at the arena that she was performing at, and they taught us a bit of choreography. And then basically they were like, all right, we'll call you tonight and let you know if we'll need you tomorrow or not. Oh. So I was actually watching her show that night. She was performing, and as I was getting my ticket scanned, I got a call from them being like, so basically we need you tomorrow.
Oh,
so
God.
Then I'm watching the whole show being like, oh my God, I cannot believe I'm about to be working with her tomorrow.
That's
like,
amazing.
Wow.
Did you get skin-to-skin contact when you did the shoot or when you did the dancing?
Great question.
So basically the Mind film clip, I don't know if you guys have seen it, but there's like, she's sitting on a chair and there's a white figure laying on her lap, and basically that's me.
To lie on her lap? Like, how was she with that?
What was going through your mind?
Oh my God, well, she was actually so sweet. She was like, because we had to shoot it for about half an hour, I'm just laying there, and she kept asking me, like, do you need anything? Like, do you want food or do you need a break? And like, blah, blah, blah. And
she was like, $1 million. Just ask it. Give me money.
He was like, okay, you can put more weight on me. And I was like, no, this is everything. Like, trying to be skinny.
I'm trying to be skinny.
He's like, put more weight on me. I'm like, no, this is everything.
Oh, so clearly wonderful. She's a good sport. Like, she's not like, there's no rules. Like, you can't look her in the eye, or you're not allowed to talk to her. Like, she was completely open and really good with you.
No, she was beautiful. And she was just super professional. Like, she just got all her shots done, like, really quickly.
Well, Siobhan Joubert, you've done heaps of other work as well. You're absolutely killing it. Thanks so much. You're doing so well. Did you know TV's Grant Denyer is hosting Dancing with the Stars? Is that something you'd be interested in?
potentially.
Yeah. That's a no. Siobhan, lovely to speak to you.
Thanks, babe.
Thank you. Bye, guys.
See ya.
The only way to get more Grant Denyer and Ed Cavalier is to download and subscribe to the podcast. Head to todayfm.com.au now. Forget the alphabet and the adults. This is
When did this happen?
That is the Alpha Bucks Kids. The new Money Mike, our audio legend, has put that together with Sailor Denyer.
Oh my Lord, how did he do that? That's extraordinary.
The man's a wizard.
Can we do a round of applause for our audio?
Yeah. Well done. Money Mike, he's nailed it. Okay, it is 7:01, and it is now time for Alpha Bucks Kids Grant Denyer.
We got Tara from Balkan Hills on the phone, ready to play today FM's Alpha Bucks. How are you, Tara?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Oh, really good. Thanks for asking. Have you got something really special on at school tomorrow?
Well, we have the Frangipani Fair on, which is like a market day at school tomorrow.
Market
day.
What kind of things can one purchase at market day, Tara? What can you buy there?
Well, you can buy food and, like, candles and grass heads, and we're making popcorn.
Yum. Sweet or savoury?
Traditional.
I think she means traditional
popcorn. Imagine how much stuff you can buy if we can pull this off right now. You ready to go? Because Alpha Bucks, you can get 10 grand if we can get all the answers. So you got 30 seconds to answer 10 questions, and all your answers must start with the letter L today. L for laugh.
Okay.
That make sense?
Yes.
For each question you get right, you'll score $100 with a chance to win up to 10 grand. If you don't know an answer, that's okay. Just say pass and then we'll move on to the next one. We must take the first answer. You can't use the same answer twice. And the adjudicator's word is final. Tara, your letter is L. Here we go. Good luck.
Okay, thank you.
Name a boy's name.
Leon.
Something in your school bag.
Pass.
Something you turn on.
Light.
Something you drink.
Lemonade.
A pet.
Pass.
Something in your pencil case.
Pass.
An animal from the jungle.
Lion.
A job.
Pass.
A character.
Did well. Did well, Tara. $400, Tara. Yay! Congratulations.
Thank you.
Great work. $400. Well done, Tara.
Good on you, Tara. You absolute legend. $400 is a lot of money when you're 11 years old.
Exactly.
And guys,
go rock that fair tomorrow.
Rock that fair. Drop dollar bills everywhere. Treat everyone to cotton candy. Queen of the playground.
On the phone, we have Sarah Stewart, a reporter for the Today Show on Channel 9. Now, this is all about Bayview and that police are on the scene of this multi-million-dollar home there. It's all about the death of Lynn Dawson. Now, this goes back to the 80s, the early 80s. Now, good morning, Sarah. Thanks for your time.
Good morning, everyone.
All right. Now, safe to say that this case is back in the mainstream media now. For people who have no idea what it's about, could you give us a quick summary of what's taken place?
Well, it's obviously to do with the disappearance of Lynn Dawson. She's been missing since 1982. It's been 36 years. Now, over the years, it's long been believed that she has been murdered, but no one has ever found her body. It has come back into the spotlight recently because of a podcast, The Teacher's Pet, which has gone all over the world. It's been downloaded 18 million times. I guess it's reinvented the police interest a little bit as well, and that has prompted to this search, which started yesterday. It's a five-day search that's happening here in Bayview. We're sitting out in front of the house at the moment. I can tell you I've just seen some forensic officers go inside, ready for day two. It's a big dig in there. It's a big backyard. It's a big property. There's been searches here before, but this is a different search. This is going to be bigger. It's going to be deeper. They've identified four different areas in the backyard that they are going to search. Nice. In the past, they have done a search and they did find a cardigan, which they believed did belong to Lynn Dawson. It did have some marks in it, which may have suggested that a knife may have gone through it. But the problem with that was people would be saying, well, why didn't they keep searching then?
Yeah.
The problem is they had budget restraints. Can you believe that? So they didn't go any further. But now they're saying they're leaving no stone unturned. They've committed 5 days to it. They're saying they've got all this new whiz-bang technology. They're going to go in, they're going to dig it all up. They're going right down to the bottom of the pool this time. In other areas, it's really rocky here, the terrain here in Bayview, so they're going to dig down until they find that rock. So it's a massive operation. It's really complex because you can imagine 36 years, but the layout of the property has changed as well. There's been new owners over the last couple of years, and they've done extensions to this property. So some of the areas they need to search are now under new rooms, under concrete slabs. Yeah, so they're having to cut up these concrete slabs.
Why does it take a podcast to kick all this off? Like, why isn't the police work done without this being initiated by the podcast?
Look, I think that police, you know, bubble away in the background looking for all of, you know, looking at these things. But when you have something like a podcast that's been downloaded 18 million times, that gets more people talking about it. And I guess more people come forward with something that may seem insignificant, a comment here or seeing something there, and that gives police these fresh clues, and they say that they've also got enough evidence. So the interesting thing is, even if they don't find anything in this search, police said yesterday they may still lay charges against Chris Dawson, which is just, it's amazing to think after all this time. And obviously I have to say as well, this is really welcome news to her family. At 7:20 on the Today Show, we've actually got her niece, Renee Sims, talking to us about what this means to the family. And you can just imagine after all this time, it's just such welcome news.
Yeah, well, you can hear all the latest Channel 9 news. And as Sarah said, that interview's coming up on the Today Show in a couple of minutes' time. Sarah Stewart from Channel 9 on the scene there in Bayview. Thanks for your time this morning.
Thank you.
on
131060. We were asking the question, when did you do a bit of home surgery? And we've just discovered that Grant Denyer's beautiful wife, Shezzy, does not have a medical degree, but has had a go anyway, hasn't she, Dale?
Hashtag fake doctor. Nothing will stop her. You got a blister? Yeah, put some metho on it.
Oh.
Eyes, yeah, that stinks, by the way. Eyes are a bit puffy. Yeah, put some bum cream on there. You're good. You're good to go.
Or like hemorrhoid cream.
Yeah. What? Yeah.
Does that work?
It does work, apparently. Well, and what the problem is the next level was, okay, when I'm a bit run down, I like to take a vitamin B shot. Ooh. Straight in the bot.
They hurt.
Okay? When you're a bit run down, when you've been, you know, burning the candle at both ends. However, she's not good with needles. So she likes to do it with her eyes closed.
Whoa. So you're saying Shezzy is doing the injecting and you're letting her do that?
I lie down flat. I pull the pants down and I go, okay, Dale, I need you to really line it up. So she lines it up with her
don't
eyes
say line
open.
It up.
And then, and then she closes her eyes.
No.
Pulls her arm back.
No.
And then you just hope it doesn't hit your spine.
No, mate. No. The blindfolded.
No.
Be shot
like
in the bot.
Pin the tail on the donkey for like medical games.
I reckon Sailor, your oldest daughter, would do a better job.
I gave her to practice on an orange once just to make sure that her aim was good and she missed.
Oh, God.
So this is where we draw the line.
Okay, that's love. That's too far. And devotion.
But even you, though, too, like, that's not sexy, man. Like, dropping the dax, lying down flat and going, give us the B shot, baby. That is not a hot story.
Most of marriage isn't sexy, as I'm learning,
that's
three
true.
Months in. It's just a lot of bodily parts and odors and excretions and now, you just get on with life, don't you?
You do just get on with life.
You just get on
one
with
excretion
it.
After the other. Jay's from Brighton La Sense. Jay?
Yes.
Is this your dad?
Oh, my gosh. My dad is his own home doctor, home dentist, you name it. My dad is a jack of all trades.
What has he done?
He was having a few issues with his wisdom teeth a few years ago, and as he has a horrible fear of dentists, he decided he would super glue his own wisdom teeth.
To keep it in there or?
No, to fill up the hole as it was a little bit sore and he didn't want to see the dentist, so he filled it up with super glue.
How did it go, Jay? How did it go?
Well, I dare say that was a few years ago now, and at the moment he's missing a few teeth, so I'd probably say it didn't really go too well. But it worked for a few years.
Yeah, because he used super glue. He should have used Selly's No More Gaps. Everyone knows that's what you do with your mouth.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jay.
Do you know my Uncle Billy takes an anaesthetist with him to the dentist, such as his fear of need of the dentist, and he pays the anaesthetist privately thousands of dollars just to be there and put him under while he has his teeth checked.
Private anaesthetist?
Are you kidding?
BYO anaesthetist.
Get Shezzy to do it. She'll bring a share.
$200.
Layla from Campbelltown. Layla.
Layla.
Hi, Layla. All right. Is this your partner?
Yeah. So my husband had a really bad nail infection on his thumbnail.
Oh, God.
And he hates going to the doctors. So any way he can get out of the doctors, he'll find a way to get out of the doctors. So he got a pair of pliers.
No.
And in front of me, ripped his whole nail off.
No.
So much pus. I was yelling at him, telling him to stop and go to the doctors. And he justified the whole thing by saying that he had disinfected the pliers before doing it.
Yeah, these are the clean. I'm not using the dirty pliers. They're for me toenails.
Hang on.
That's great, Layla.
You've got an infection and you decide the only way is to rip your nail off.
Yeah,
sounds like a Tarantino film.
Yes.
No, this is why Bunnings should have a medical section. Thank you, Layla.
Oh, that's great.
Ash London, you saw The Bachelor for the first time last night and you were shocked.
I was shocked and mortified. I love television. I don't get to watch it very often because I'm usually on nights. But last night I had the chance. I sat down with the snack, with the dog, with the hubby. I got involved and I was really quite surprised at some of the content I was seeing, boys.
What do you mean?
Well, I thought it's a dating show, but it's pretty family friendly. Like everyone's watching it. Everyone knows about the honey badger. And there was a particular scene that went down in a wildlife sanctuary between, Nick is the guy, Nick honey badger and
Brittany.
That's right. Two T's and an A.
Yeah.
And look,
way to describe a lady.
That's good. That's very good. Ed Cavalier's looking around the studio because he knows that call was so funny. So the Reno Wildlife Sanctuary, I've got some audio just so the people at home can listen on. What do you guys think? Is this too far from a 7:30 time slot?
Nick enters with a humongous snake.
If you would like to have a hold, you can.
Are you experienced in this?
Yeah, I'm a snake handler from way back. I knew that Britt would be willing to give it a crack.
I'm just going to stand here and you do it.
Okay. All right, here he comes.
Oh my God, he's really heavy actually.
Give him some support. But classic Brit, she took it like a champ. Oh. And she was awesome.
Yours is actually really cute.
Oh, thanks. Complimenting my snake like that.
I think I handled it reasonably well. And I ended up quite liking it actually.
Right.
What?
Okay. So that whole segment was basically just a giant pun.
Yeah, and I pulled that straight off the tee. I didn't edit that.
No, you don't need to.
Don't need to.
I mean, couldn't make that
couldn't
up.
Make
it's
that
good.
It's all happening fine. All right, get it, girl. You do you, Brittany. Today FM Secret
Sound. What's that sound? What's that sound? 6 minutes past eight. The Secret Sound, the new Secret Sound, the all-new Secret Sound, if you will, is at $51,000. This is what it is.
Don't make an unwarranted guess like you did yesterday, Grant, who just went off the script and had a live guess.
Oh, I was just so excited by the idea of a brand new sound because I'd just given up on the last one that it nearly fell out of my mouth and then forgot that we probably can't play.
Just in case, the one in a million chance that you'd had actually guessed it, although it would have been great radio.
Would have been good fun.
I don't reckon it's even a one in a million. Like if you actually arrow down the odds, it's better than lottery, surely, winning this.
You're absolutely right, I would say.
Well, let's see if Vanita in Mount Pritchard can't get $51,000. Hi, Vanita, what do you believe the secret sound to be?
Hi, I think it's a central locking. You know, when you lock the cars together, like all at once.
Oh, yeah.
Let's hear it. Adjudicators, 51 grand. They're taking a while. That's normally a sign. Oh, Benita, sorry. It is not that. Good guess, though. Terry's from Caring Bar, the only bar that really cares. Terry, what
Hello.
Do you believe? Hello, Terry. What do you believe the secret sound to be?
Oh, look, I just heard it again, and I don't think I'm right. But anyway, I think it's the pulling the lid off the tin of tennis balls.
Oh, that is a great guess.
I like that because the hollowness of the sound and the slight tin, the tinniness.
Let's hear it again.
Fingers crossed. I don't know.
I'm not going to draw it out. You're wrong, Terry.
No, sorry, Tess.
I know. Anyway.
Lisa's in the Shire. Your neighbour, perhaps, just down the road. Baby girl, you got a great guess for us?
Yeah, I reckon it's when you press the button in the middle of the game Trouble to roll the dice.
The dome. The dome.
I love that guess.
That is great. And if you did win it, what are you going to do with the 51K, Lisa from the Shire?
A bit of mortgage and a bit of a holiday somewhere tropical.
Let's hear the sound. What did you say, Lisa?
Pressing the dome in the middle of the game Trouble to roll the dice.
Great guess. But incorrect.
Sorry, Lisa.
Damn it. But you can try again.
Thank you. See
you, Lisa. Have a great day. After 9 o'clock, we go 3 hours commercial free. We get another chance at your $51,000 secret sound.
But right now, on 13:10:60, we're asking the question, what is the most selfish hobby that your partner can have?
Surfing.
Now, it is possible that Shezzy might actually give us a call because, race car driving isn't exactly a two-person activity, is it?
Are you saying my kids don't cherish the moment when I walk in through the door with a fresh trophy in my hand?
Yeah, after having to poo their pants for the last day, hoping you don't die on the track.
We're playing for pink tickets. The most selfish partner hobby is going to win you some tickets to go and see Pink live at Kudos Bank Arena.
And you know what you can do if you win the tickets? Be selfish. Don't take your partner.
Take a good call.
Go surfing. I'm going to Pink with Shazza. Slamming back some Savvy Bees. Yes.
Get extra giggles when you download and subscribe to the podcast of Grant Denyer and Ed Cavalli. Search Today FM Breakfast on your favourite podcast app or head to todayfm.com.au now.
We are asking you on 13:10:60, what is the most selfish hobby your partner could have?
I've already got the answer. We don't need to even go to the calls.
Go for it.
I dated a guy who was a surfer.
Why isn't that? Well, that's not selfish. You're connected to the universe.
It is absolutely selfish because it's like surfers have this magical inability to keep track of time
so true.
Once they get in the ocean.
So true.
I'll be home in half an hour, duck. Cool, I'll start lunch. 3 hours later, come strolling. Oh, the waves were sick. It was so good. I lost track of time. Meanwhile, my roast chicken's cold and I am fuming.
My mother-in-law, obviously married my father-in-law, who is a surfer. Hmm. She has spent her life in one long scene from Puberty Blues.
Yeah.
Sitting on the beach whilst he's out there surfing.
Yeah.
It's... I mean, it's great for surfers. I know they love it, but it is, you do it by yourself.
So you think that the partner of a surfer always takes a second place to the ocean, to the waves?
Absolutely. Honestly, it's not just a sport or a hobby. It's an absolute obsession out
there.
It is.
It is, but there's other obsessions. Georgia from Heathcote, her selfish partner hobby.
Drifting. So cars, like being out on the track and drifting all the time every weekend.
Ooh. Oh, God.
Sick. What's drifting?
I don't know.
What's drifting?
Like, getting the car like sideways across the track.
Yeah, and you get points for the more sideways you can go, and the longer you can go it, you win.
Do you need a special car to do it?
Yeah, man, a sick car. That's what you need.
Now, Georgia, isn't there two seats in the drift car? Could you sit whilst he drifts?
No, because there's a roll cage in there, and you've got to have everything else in the side, so it's just one seat.
And how often does he drift?
Most weekends. And then if there's a crash, then it's the weekends repairing the car.
Okay. Yeah. Maybe you can drift off somewhere else. Yes, Georgia, you poor, long-suffering thing. Okay. Leanne from Kings Langley. Leanne, what is the most selfish partner hobby?
It's actually me. I'm the culprit. Oh. I am very selfish when it comes to Pokemon Go.
Oh, God.
Wow.
This is the app. This are not Pokemon cards. You're talking about the phone app where
Pokemon,
you go and find the
on
things.
On my phone. Yeah, on my phone. I go every morning, every afternoon, after work.
I didn't know this
I
was still
say
going.
I'm on my way home.
Yeah.
Sorry?
I thought this was over.
No, it's huge. On my way home, I'll say I'm on my way home, and an hour later, I turn up because I've gone and done a raid.
Like NCIS.
So
how many hours? Sorry, darling, go for it.
Trip home for you can be like a 25-kilometer detour to try and find more things, yeah?
To get a snuffle poff.
What does your partner say? Is he like, has he ever given or she given you an ultimatum? Like, it's Pokemon or me?
No, my partner and my children, I've got two children, they just think I'm crazy. They just know I'm obsessed.
They get
cranky. If I'm really late, I get into trouble.
But having said that, you've got a Snagglepuss to show for it. So I don't know if that's a Pokemon.
the imagery in my head when you say Snagglepuss is interesting.
Time to move on. So let's go with it. Well, I reckon poor old Georgia having to live through drifting.
Yeah, that's tough.
Georgia, you're going to see Pink. Congratulations. Don't miss your last chance to see Pink live in concert September 17, 18, 19. Kudos Bank Arena. Final tickets on sale now at livenation.com.au. It is 22 minutes past 8. Up next, Grant Denyer, hero of the people. Mm. Grant, there's a children's swing in Sydney that the council's trying to knock down, and you have demanded that these people come on the radio to defend themselves.
I can't, but we should rally behind this cause, because if you don't have a rope swing growing up in Australia, you haven't grown up in Australia.
He's all I am. That's great. The headline in the Telegraph, Northern Beaches Council slammed for decision to cut down community tree swing. Grant Denyer, you're not happy.
This is absolutely outrageous. This is the kids versus the council. This is kind of like the movie The Castle, but it's happening in our suburbs right now. What kid is not allowed to use a rope swing? This is what growing up in Australia is all about, surely.
Yeah, well, it's taking place in Balgowlah. They're trying to save their tree swing. And we've got Marcel from Balgowlah. G'day, Marcel.
Hi there. How are you?
Well, we're okay. So you are right in the thick of this, aren't you?
Oh, we are right in the thick of it here. This is not happy, this side of the fence. We've got a campaign saying, save our swing.
Yeah, so what's taking place? The kids have got a swing, they go and they play on it, and then what's the council done?
Yeah, so the council reached out to us and said that they had a complaint from Australia Post. Poor old Posty, being on the foot or on his motorbike, can't physically take a step either side and go around the swing. So this is a little swing for toddlers. Right. They go to Manly West down the end of the school.
Yeah.
They have a little swing on the way past, going to pick up their brother and sister from drop-off and pick-up.
Yeah.
And our bigger thing is, you know, this is the fun police gone crazy.
Yeah.
Oh, isn't it, mate? Mate, this is like a community. Look, because all the kids get together and use this in the street, so it's people, it's neighbours chatting, getting to know one another. We don't see any of that anymore. This should be cherished, this thing.
It really is, and we're so lucky in our street on Lodge Street. We have Barbies together. We have the old cricket games on the street because it's a one-way street. Right. We're playing handball. We're getting a chalk out. We're just quite traditional.
Wow. That's so nice.
Yeah.
Let's face it, you haven't learned anything in life unless you've fallen off something and broken a limb. Yeah. You know what I mean? That's also a rite of passage.
Maybe the postie needs to fall off his bike and break a leg. Learn a lesson. And go, I'm glad the swing was
Things have taken a dark turn. We do love Australia Post and all of the ASOS they bring my wife. We do. We love them. We love them, dear. Look, I know what you're saying, Marcel. You're saying we love the post office. We know that they got a job to do. We appreciate what they do for us. We also love that kids are outside playing together and doing something.
Exactly.
It's not as if it's a catapult that's firing kids 48 metres into the air. This is a small community swing, and I think you're right. Yep. I think we can find a way to all live together here, Marcel.
I think so, and we're looking forward to next steps. We've got the Manly Daily involved, so hopefully get a bit of community support behind us.
What's the deadline?
They've given us 2 weeks. 2 weeks, and if we don't take it down, they'll take it down. One of those sort of scenarios.
You're going to train yourself to it. You're going to train yourself, Marcel.
Oh, we've got some kids. We had a sausage sizzle on Sunday. We had the photographer down there. We were just tug on those heartstrings.
The real cute ones are circling the tree. Ones at the front.
Can I just say that you have the street that every street in Australia should be inclusive, fun.
Yes.
Everyone gets along. We're spending time outside. We're building adventures. Yes. We're creating life memories for our kids. Well done to you.
Totally. Thank you so much, and thank you so much for your support. Really appreciate it.
Hey, we'll check back in, mate. I think I'm sure we can find a solution here. Marcel from Balgowla, fighting to save the community swing there for the kids. Good on you, mate. Nice to speak to you.
Fantastic. Thanks for your time.
Grant Denyer and Ed Cavalier's Get Back on the Horse. Escape to the Everest Carnival at Devorderly Wines Golden Rose Day, September 22 at Rosehill Gardens. Book at theraces.com.au.
Grant, what we're doing, someone's got a family or a family? Someone's got a family member or a friend that's maybe had a bit of a rough time. They need to get back on the horse and get back out there.
This is such a wonderful thing that we've been doing. Warming the hearts every day, hooking people up with a chance to get their life back on track. Cameron from the Central Coast, how you going, buddy pal?
Good, team. How's things?
Going really
good,
well, mate.
Mate, you got some concerns about your best mate, Tyson. What's the situation? Yeah. Tell us.
And I love, too, that this conveniently lines up with Are You OK Day.
Yes,
and
well
I
said.
Think it's a really,
well said,
it's a poignant time to ask him.
Yes.
Mate, concern is, right, he's got a lot to offer this bloke. I've known him since I was 5 years old. The 27 years I've known this guy. And he's a top fella. He's a funny guy. He's a witty guy. But he's also a lazy turd. Who never wants to get out of the house.
Okay. Yeah, right. Okay. How long has he been single, Cam?
About 10 years, I reckon.
Okay. Oh, and is he kind of a snappy dresser?
Nah.
Okay. Is he doing the boys' night things with you? Like, can you drag him out anywhere, or is he too reluctant?
By dragging, yeah. Like, literally. Okay. It'd take a forced thing. He wouldn't contact me the other day, so I just turned up at his house randomly. And I hate when people do that. But I said to him, you have forced me into a corner here. You don't answer the calls, you don't return the text, but here I am, on the front door.
Is there a reason for it, Cameron? Do you know why? What, is something happened in his life that's made him retreat, or has he just gotten lazy over time?
No, ask him. I don't know.
Well, let's ask him. Tyson's on the line. G'day, Tyson.
Morning, guys. How you going?
We're okay. Now, listen, your mate Cameron's got a lot of love for you, mate. He's got a lot of love.
I know that, yeah. He's a little backhanded at times, but...
That's what a mate's for. Tyce, he says you're a bit of a homebody. Is that true?
Yeah, that is mostly correct, I would say. I can be very selective about when and how I get back to people, too, as far as text messages and phone calls. So he's kind of on the money there.
How long does it take you to get back to a text message?
It could be a matter of weeks.
Don't be that guy, Tyson.
I just like to tell him that he gets me at terrible times when I'm busy at work. That's my fallback, so.
Okay. All right.
He's trying to get you to do some more.
Yeah, go.
I've got to disagree with his comment about not being a snappy dresser. I have my moments just quietly, so that was a bit unfair.
How often are these moments happening?
I don't know, special occasions, maybe a wedding or an engagement party, but
okay.
You don't have to look up for a beer.
You don't. But, guys, what we want to do is, Cameron, Tyson, you've got to go out now, Tyson, you've got to get dressed up because you're both going to the Devorderly Wines Golden Rose Day at Rosehill Gardens and you've got $1,000 cash each. $1,000 cash each, boys.
Are you serious?
I'm serious, but Tyson, you're not allowed to just put it in your pocket, in your tracky pants. You've got to go out with Cam to the races, yeah?
There'll be no tracky pants, mate. I might even try and not dust off an old suit, buy a new one potentially as well.
Oh,
there he is. He's on back. The horse. He's got He's one back. Foot in the stirrup at this point.
Can I just say, I was terribly nervous about this because I wasn't getting a lot of information off my Corey friend, but I'm ecstatic with this. This is unreal.
Oh, good on you. All right, Cam, great work. Tyson, great work. This is what it's all about. Escape to the Everest Carnival at DeBoardley Wines, Golden Rose Day, September 22 at Rosehill Gardens. Book at theraces.com.au. And if you've got a friend or family member that needs to get back out there and get back on the horse, please register. todayfm.com.au.
That podcast of Today FM Breakfast with Grant Denyer and Ed Cavalier wasn't anywhere near as stylish as the Mazda 3 Neo Sport. Available now from an amazing 21,490 drive away. See your local Mazda dealer today.